Blog Talk Radio.
You make it feel better than a thought of a bird.
No, around town, people trying to get down.
You lost
The number you have dialed has been changed. The new number is
open.
You're jamming on the one.
Yay!
Yay!
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi
Morgan,
everybody.
Who has himself muted?
Oh, he's mute. He's self-muted.
I'm back.
He's never muted.
What I was saying,
what's
Chris,
going on?
You don't sound any more nasal than normal.
Okay.
I'm auditioning for the road show of the nanny. But
funny.
Oh my.
So do we have Carolyn yet? Or no?
We don't. But everyone.
No, she's always a little late.
On a scale of Lois from Family Guy to Fran Drescher, how nasal is
Carolyn? Great. Really, really great. Anyways, yeah, that kind of stuffy
nose.
How
nasal are you? How nasal? Talk to me about the nasal.
So what's
so
been going
everyone,
on, you guys?
How's everyone doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I've been doing really well. Recovering from brain surgery. It's been a long road, but I'm feeling good these days.
You sound really good, Chris. You really do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're feeling well, and I'm really
Thanks.
Happy for you.
Thank you.
Really?
You know, I thought I was gonna be able to walk normal ever again, and I don't use any cane or anything. I walk. Hopefully, nobody can tell. I don't think anyone can tell that I've ever had a problem. But yeah, I was worried about that, like having some kind of limp all my life or something. But been blending in better and better.
Oh man, you're doing remarkably well. I'm very happy for you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. How have you been, Lisa?
We've got Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
Where's Carolyn?
Hello.
Hello.
How are y'all doing?
Well.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Pretty good.
Good.
How's your weekend?
And Chris, just to answer your question, I am doing pretty good. I am still in Long Beach, California, and I'm still working on my long-term sobriety, and it's been working. So here I am, and it's nice to be able to talk to you guys and have a real head about me so I can actually have real conversations and not be some drunkard goofing off.
Oh, stop. You were never that bad. You were never bad on the air.
Well, not on the radio, but there were some moments. Anyway, we won't go into that.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better, Lise. Good for
Thanks.
You.
Thanks. Thanks. I think we're all doing better. I think we're all doing pretty good, so... Yeah, but I'm just more happy to hear from all of you. So
good.
Good for you for getting
healthy. We should do it more regularly.
Yeah.
We should get together more regularly for sure.
Yeah, we should. It's great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, it's good to hear you very healthy. I'm proud of you.
Glad to be here.
Carolyn, what's been going on with you?
Yeah, talk to us, Carolyn. What's going on, girl?
It's been a rough 13 days here in the Red Country.
How come? Oh, the Red Country.
Elections.
Yeah,
the election has let the beast out.
Oh, boy.
It's been
it's surreal. It's almost surreal that it's happening.
I know.
It's terrible.
So what's been going on, Carolyn? I mean, what's the overall mood out there? I mean, what's been going on?
The wild beasts are ecstatic, and the rest of us have gone to ground to a certain extent.
Oh, man.
I've been hooted at a few times. A friend of a friend's daughter had urine thrown on her.
Oh, my God.
What?
Wait, Carolyn, what was the first thing you said, Carolyn? You were three times.
I've had people yell things very disrespectful out of their vehicles at me a couple of times.
Are you serious? Oh my God.
Her daughter had urine thrown on her at her university, so she's withdrawn from school because she's afraid.
Can you talk to that a little bit more? I mean, what on earth would provoke somebody to do that?
Provoking to do that is the fact that we have a president-elect who has been supported by white supremacists and anti-Semites and you name
right.
And the things that they dared not do before, they have been emboldened. It's not, people are saying, oh, these things have been happening all along. Now people are just up. I walked into work on Wednesday morning, the night, and before even having someone greet me and say, good morning, how are you doing? One of the people who owns the practice walked up to me and said, we won. Straight to my face. I don't talk politics at work because that's not what work is for. I've never, when I was in the military, obviously in the military, you're not allowed to talk about that stuff. But I never talked about it at my work because it's not appropriate to be a physician talking politics to your patients. It's just not right.
Right.
You keep that separate. Exactly.
There's a power differential, and it would be inappropriate of me to talk about those kind of things. And for her to walk up and say that to me, apropos of nothing,
it's really nice.
Goodness.
Because I was just.
I'm just baffled. I'm baffled at the idea that somebody is like throwing urine at somebody else because that person is our president elect. It baffles my mind. It does, but it doesn't. But oh my gosh.
He ran his entire campaign courting the people that. He basically told everyone it's okay to say what you think, It's like, regardless of how horrible the things you're thinking are, it's okay to say those things out loud. So he courted the groups of people that felt as if they were, their bigotry and their hatred were being oppressed. When in reality, those things should be oppressed.
Well, yeah.
And so and the fact that he was elected basically made them feel as if those feelings were validated, as if their thoughts and things were validated. And so now it's like, okay, we can do whatever we want because the person that said it was okay for us to do it is now our president. And I grew up here in Texas. I grew up in the Dallas area and I've been out since I was 20 and I have never been scared or anything about being out or being myself out in public until after this election. And now just going out to the store makes me uncomfortable and scared. It's frightening situation to be in.
It's imagine being black, African Americans You know, you can hide being gay if you try. You know, you can hide it easily, but you can't hide being black. You know, that's terrible that this is happening. It's just so embarrassing.
You know,
it's backwards.
Dare I say, Chris, you can't hide being a woman too. I mean, he's just all over the map with how vicious. You know, he's attacked people from all ends, or being Asian too. I mean, you can't hide that either. You know,
disabled.
I mean, he's disabled. Thank you. Oh my goodness.
Well,
gracious
but
me.
You know, the worst. I think, in my opinion, the worst thing is the racism that he's incited against Muslims, blacks, Latin Americans. That's just so backwards and retarded and just stupid. It's embarrassing.
It's so bad. It's ass backwards. Exactly. Yeah.
But on the bright side, for the first time in my life, I have become active. We've already attended two meetings. We've already started organizing. We've been like killing these racist bastards' phone services, jammed them up so
there
they can't get into calls.
Yep.
I'm going to be attending the march on the 21st.
Love it.
Safe. I worry about people who I like that the people are more proactive and demonstrating. I worry about my friends being out there and, you know, possibly getting shot or killed, you know, in the name of
certainly,
you know,
but
protesting.
However,
you
know
what?
If I don't do it, who's going to do it? You know, if nobody says anything, it's going to continue to become normal, and we can't let this be normal.
That's part of what I've been kind of thinking of. If this is going to really happen, it just seems to me that this is just an opportunity for our country to solidify and really get out there and speak up, you know, in a way that we haven't before. And he can claim all the credit he wants, but, you know, like, oh, I made this happen. No, you made this happen because you're a jackass. But, you know, the thing is that's what I've been seeing. I live in a very LGBT community here in Long Beach, and everybody has been fucking frightened out of their minds. But they are doing, like you said, Caroline, that, you know, they are starting to just sort of step up and show up and talking about demonstrations and talking about doing this, that, and the other. I have hope. I still have hope in this country that this is going to up the ante for us as Americans to do something different. You know, this person can be president, but he doesn't need to be our president. We need to show up and just say no. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's how I feel about it.
Here's the thing: is that I don't have any doubt that he's going to be inaugurated. I don't have any doubt that he's going to stay. Well, he may stay until he gets tired of doing it, because he seems like a dilettante when it comes to running a business of any kind.
True.
You know.
True.
When things get
tough,
he bails out. But we can make it so freaking hard, you know, as hard as he made it or as hard as some of these people made it for the current president, we can make it just as hard for him. And, you know, he may be worn out that he doesn't have the stamina, as he liked to say, to try and run for a second term.
Mm-hmm.
We do nothing
That's right.
from that and take back the House and the Senate in 2018. We will have gotten a lot done. So it's. I'm not a Pollyanna, and I don't think so. The sun is not going to come out tomorrow. Tomorrow,
right.
tomorrow.
Yeah, I think the whole country feels a lot that way. I think a lot of people feel that way, and I think all the stupid things that he's trying to bring about, and all the stupid things he did while he was running. It's going to lead to something major, probably terrible, but a big. I don't think people are willing to stand by and let that happen. I mean, the fact that he got voted in, that he won the, you know, for the president is amazing, but I mean it's mind-boggling. But I don't think people are going to let it fly. I don't think so. They're going to talk about this.
As much as I didn't want to believe it. About 2 weeks before the election, I kind of figured he was going to win. I really did. I mean,
why? I don't know why. I thought he was going to not even come close.
All of the things that he did were so terrible, and nothing seemed to dissuade the DC.
Thank you. And everything and anything that Hillary had on her plate, everybody was scrutinizing.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
he couldn't be touched yet. Yeah.
You know, the polls are showing this and that, but you know what? Pollsters are talking to you on the phone in your face, and even though they know they're wrong, people are embarrassed to say those things when it doesn't seem
right.
like they've got solid authority. You know, racists and bullies are cowards. They only work well in a group. And if they think they're the only one, they're not going to tell the truth. They said one thing and they voted another thing. And
that's true.
You know, that people are trying to dissect this all kind of ways. They weren't truthful. They were ashamed because they know they're wrong. They know they're wrong.
Right.
But they also
right.
know that they want what they want when they want it.
Right.
Or
you
some
know,
of them are kind of brainwashed and some of them believe they're right and they won't listen to anything else. It's almost like a brainwashing. Like, you know, talking to my dad, I give up. He is for Trump, and he was just so adamant that Hillary is just this evil person, and I just couldn't talk to him anymore. He just wouldn't hear anything, you know.
Your dad
he wouldn't
is,
listen.
Your dad is living in Mexico, correct? He's Hispanic?
I have no, yeah, he does live in Mexico, and it's, what was the second part of that question about advantage? But
he's Hispanic as well. Your parents were both...
But my dad's an American citizen, but he lives in Mexico with his girlfriend. It makes no sense to me why he likes Trump so much. What's that?
You know, it's there is a segment of every population, black, white, Hispanic, gay, whatever, who align themselves with the majority because they feel it offers them some protection. But what ends up happening is they end up getting bitten in the ass because the majority is only using them, but they don't see it.
Right.
Well stated.
Yeah,
well stated, my dear. That was really well stated. My goodness.
You know, but it's you know, here's the thing. As I'm not gonna lie and say everything's gonna be all right because, you know, things may not be all right for a long time, but we don't have to stop and we don't have to take it. I'm taking classes. I'm out of practice and out of shape, but I've signed up for something because I'm not going to be scared. And if I go down, I'm bringing people with me.
That's the vibe I've been seeing around here. Nobody's going down. Everybody's stepping up. And again, that's what I was trying to say before is I think this is just a great opportunity for all of us to stand up for whatever it is that we are opposed to in what this person and his people have brought to us. I mean, my goodness, his vice president is just even worse. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on Pence. Don't even get me started.
We want to impeach Trump. I'm like, are you psychotic? Trump can't be controlled. And he is, yes, he's off his rocker, but Pence is like pure freaking evil.
Evil.
That man,
exactly.
He wants to take funds for medication for HIV and turn it into electroshock therapy for gay people. Are you kidding me?
He is just absolutely off his fucking rocker.
No, he's off his fucking rocker. He wants to mandate funerals for people who had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, the man's crazy. He's crazy.
I'll raise my hand right now. I had a miscarriage 20 years ago. No funeral. You know, I mean, that's fucking ridiculous. You know,
that's
fucking
weird,
ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's just off his fucking rocker. It's just, but I think this, what's that, honey?
I said, we need to pray Trump stays healthy and unimpeached because if Pence gets in with this rogues gallery of a cabinet.
Oh, yeah, no, we need to keep Trump alive. Nobody can assassinate Trump right now because if Pence becomes president, Jason, go for it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, Pence is horrible, but that's exactly the kind of people that Trump has surrounded himself with. So, it's, you know.
He's allied himself with protection.
Yeah. And did you all see this crazy? This made me laugh. He's like talking about how people need to toughen up and everything else. He wasn't even asked
Hamilton and his feelings got hurt because a couple of little boos got put out.
Exactly. Boo hoo. Boo the fucking
hey,
who. Sorry.
Carolyn
and Lisa. The fucking who.
And, you know, the, you know, crybaby in chief is on Twitter all night complaining. I'm like, oh, are you freaking kidding me? Oh, my
Lisa.
God. I can't
yeah.
wait until somebody in the House or the Senate jumps up and boos him during the first during the first day of the union address. He'll probably lay on the floor. He'll probably fall out. He'll fall out on the floor and kick his heels.
Hey, Lisa.
Yeah, Chris.
And,
go for it.
And Carolyn, I love you both, but if either of you ever invited me to a funeral for your miscarried baby. Not only would I not go, but I would think you were crazy, totally crazy.
Yeah, exactly, so. Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's just. Look, you know, he's placed himself with the right people to keep him protected, but on the other side of the coin, he's made everybody else ante up. And I think this could be a game changer for us as a country if
yeah,
everybody steps up to the plate. I really see this as an opportunity. Again, I know I might be pie in the sky, and maybe it's my sobriety and going to meetings and talking to people and you know being in an environment that is very different than what I'm used to. But I'd like to think that him being the one that got president-elect is going to get everybody else off their asses that are unhappy with it. All of California is pissed off. You know, I live in the state of California. Everybody I know, and I, you know, it's not like I know everybody in California, obviously, but I know a lot of people. And everybody in California that I come in contact with, whether I know them well or not, everybody's pissed. Everybody's pissed. So that's one state, okay? We've got all the western states that are so pissed off. This is
yeah.
a way for people from all over and from other countries, too. I've got people that have dual citizenship, and they're like, oh, well, fuck, I'm staying in France. Oh, fuck, I'm staying in Canada. Oh, fuck, I'm staying here. But at the same time, they are pissed. So let's just see what happens. I think this could really be a chance for America to really step up if they want it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Am I being too pie in the sky? Okay, am I man. Being too, like, you know, am I being Pollyanna? I don't know, but I hope not. I'd like
well,
to think that we have that we have something, we have some gumption, you know?
Pollyanna doesn't say fuck as much as you do, Lisa. So.
Well, I do say fuck a lot. Sorry.
This thing is that people can't Jeez. Wear them out with raging against Trump's little tweet mobiles. They can't focus on these minutiae. He works by distracting. You know, every time something really big and important happens, you know, people were like freaked out about his cabinet post, and they were freaked out that he got away with defrauding all these people from his university. And then the thing with Hamilton came, and people latched onto that. We can't get distracted by his bullshit. We've got to keep focused
yeah.
on his policies and his people.
Yeah.
You know,
and whatever happened to him
like
saying that he was
with a temper tantrum.
Whatever happened to him
know,
saying that he was going to put his business in a blind trust?
Honey, who knows about that? Because his daughter and his son-in-law, they're trying to get them secret clearances. High-level meetings. I never heard of some craziness in my life. This is like some crap that happened in Iraq. This is like Uday and Kuse. I don't know. It's just mind-boggling. And people early on, when I kept on saying, this is what happened in the 20s in Germany and Italy, they're like, oh, you're being alarmist, you're being extremist. Well, smarty pants, we got Bannon, the alt-right / KKK / anti-right. What do you think now?
Yeah, my main concern, worry and concern is with the racist stuff going on now. When I hear stuff like what Carolyn said, that's really what really pisses me off about this whole campaign and Trump and everything, is that people feel free to be aggressive and even violent and hostile against Muslims
and
people. And
they keep on saying on the right wing pages that that it is actually progressive people who are setting up making it to make Trump look bad, and that what was the other thing that they say? Oh, my favorite one is, I don't believe in all the stuff he said. I voted for him. I'm not a racist, but it's like, well, you know what? Your intent might not have been to vote for a racist, but that's what you did, and the impact
right.
was felt. So I'm,
right.
you know, spare me with the, my feelings are hurt because you're calling me a racist. Well, I'm sorry, bitch. You are one.
Yeah. I think that as far as racists go, I have this theory. Maybe it's crazy, but I think that race, you know, like a known racist, like someone who has a record for, you know, throwing urine on a black female student at a college, maybe they should have, you know, be terrorized. Maybe they should be targeted because the black girl was just not doing anything wrong to be targeted and humiliated and terrorized. But the racist was guilty of terrorist threat. I don't know. I should have an attack. Maybe he should have his house doused with kerosene in the middle of the night and burned down. Maybe his car should be completely vandalized. Maybe he should be jumped and beat up. I think there should be an organization that finds racists and terrorizes them, if not brutalizes them. And I told my theory to a friend, and he said that would never work and that I was crazy.
But then people who are these people end up in the criminal justice system with a felony, unable to vote. And no. That's not the case.
You're cutting out a lot, Carolyn.
Huh? I said, the thing is that initial feeling of you know, revenge and feeling good because you got even may be great, but guess what?
Yeah.
Then you get arrested. You're going to go into
right.
the court system. You're going to have a felony.
Right.
Then you can't vote to keep these bastards out of office. That's not
exactly.
Way.
It backfires.
No.
Backfires.
Not doing it.
Yep.
It'll backfire horribly. No.
Yep.
How come those guys, how come they people are allowed to have the KKK? How come the KKK can put on their sheets, they can go home, have dinner with their family, they can sleep peacefully at night? Why aren't they ever terrorized? Or
I don't get it.
You know?
I wish I had a better answer other than I just don't get it. That's the kind of stuff that makes me pissed. And oh my God, they were so thrilled with our president-elect.
Right, yeah. Why are they allowed to live a good life?
The reason they're not terrorized is because, at least in the South and probably in other places too, I mean, for a long time and up until today, the police force and the KKK were pretty intermixed. I mean, you know.
That's true. You're right. You're absolutely right. I've been reading more about this lately, like really trying to get into that. You're absolutely right. They are more ingrained than what a lot of people understand. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I'm sure everyone's familiar with the three young men who were killed in Mississippi, the two
mm-hmm.
people from the Northeast and a young black man from Mississippi, and they got arrested and then they got released and then they got pulled over. And guess who pulled them over? The sheriff.
Uh-huh.
And the
yeah.
sheriff and the rest
and
of
guess
the
who he is.
And put them into an earthen indentation.
Freaking clan member.
You know, you can't, we don't have that kind of ability, especially now with them being as militarized as they are. That would end up being
mm-hmm.
a bloodbath. We can't do that. We have to play smart, not hard. We have to be smarter than they are.
Yes.
I just don't see why black people, Muslims, Mexican, I don't see why they should go around nervous when all they did was be born. And you can't, it's not like they had a choice. Like, oh, I think I'll come out of a Caucasian vagina today. I think I want to come out black, you know, like, as I'm being birthed. You don't know. You get out here in the world and you're born and you, it's not like anyone has a choice. So for somebody to, even white people, Right. They don't have a choice either. They could have been born out of, you know, a giraffe or, you know, any race. You don't have any choice, and neither, you're not guilty of anything other than being here on this planet with everybody else and having to live your life. And for somebody to penalize somebody for that, that they had no control over, is just retarded.
It beautifully stated. And, you know, I mean, it just goes back to, you know, my goodness, what would – look, all right, I'll say it really quick. I am going to have to jump off the phone, and you guys can keep talking, and I'm just really so fired up about this. But, look, I'm Irish and Scottish, but I'm also Native American. So those are my three big pieces of my DNA, all right? So I'm at a crossroads just being a human being. I mean, geez Louise, my people on one side came and annihilated the other people so that they could have this land, you know? I'm looking at our president-elect who is trying to annihilate people for whatever reason in a way that it's going back to the Dark Ages. My goodness, I mean – look, I mean, what is he going to do? Is he going to put lice-infested blankets on the Mexicans that are trying to cross the border to get them sick? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that used to go down back in the day. You know, I'm just baffled. I'm just baffled. I'm upset. I don't like that he got. I'm just angry. But at the same time, like I said prior, I'm going to lighten it up. I'm going to lighten the tone because I'm going to get off phone soon. And certainly I don't want to be hanging up in an angry tone, but I've also been seeing the tone of everybody else rising up. So, you know, I feel like I've been at cross purposes just by being born, you know, I mean, for him to say that you're not worthy is just ridiculous. I mean, we're all here.
Stupid.
We're all, Lisa. You know, the indigenous people that were here are the indigenous people. Everyone else, we are all travelers that came here. He has no right to tell anybody what to do.
Well, technically.
Technically,
being the president,
I mean,
he does.
Yes. Okay. I mean, I know I threw that out there, but you know, you get my meaning. So there.
Yeah, Lisa. I wanted to also bring up the fact that, and to Carolyn also, the fact that Kim taking over the right to have an abortion, all this stuff with miscarriages and stuff. What's all that noise? Is that me when I talk? Anyway, him doing that to women. Means, I mean, it's throughout history, women, if a woman doesn't want to have her baby to term, she's going to do all kinds of dangerous things to lose the baby. You know, you hear about women like throwing themselves downstairs, drinking, you know, bleach or whatever, ammonia, you know, to try to kill the baby. That, you can't stop women from, you know, you can't force them to have the baby to term. You know, if they want to kill it, they're
right.
going to try to kill it. I think Carolyn might know something about that. But
yeah, I mean, the thing is that they're not thinking any of this through. These fools don't realize that the rates of abortion have gone down to their lowest numbers since Roe v. Wade was enacted, in large part because the Affordable Care Act has made access to birth control so much easier.
They don't even
want
to teach.
If you don't want abortions, you keep people from getting pregnant when they don't want to be pregnant. And
right.
if they get pregnant, you support them so that they make the right choice for them and their child. And that keeps
right.
a lot of this stuff from happening. But they're too ignorant because they just want to control things. All this is about is control. These are people who are used to being in charge. And in the past 50 years, they have seen their ability to be in charge of everything and get the best of everything just because they were accidentally born pale. Go to be.
And they don't want to teach. They don't want people
so
teaching.
Now they're freaked out because they're like, oh my God, by 2040 it's going to be mostly brown people and we're going to be fucked because afraid of is that we are going to be like they were and that we are going to treat them
right.
the way we treat us. Unfortunately for them, they have forgotten that you know, probably the most freaked out and scared person in the world needed to be a plantation owner in the Deep South, because it was him against hundreds and hundreds of people who were ready to fuck him up. But you know what?
Yep.
They didn't fuck him up. We're better than that.
Right.
We're not going to get revenge. We just want what's right.
Yes.
That's right.
But if they keep pushing
there might be
some people who are not as smart and well-adjusted as we are right on this phone that will start getting revenge if they don't get wise. I pray it doesn't happen, because there are some people out there that are not, they're not right. They are not right in the head, and they'll get pushed too far, and they're going to do something stupid. And that's what I'm afraid of. I don't want to see anybody going to jail over some worthless piece of alt-right racist trash.
Or dying.
Thank you.
Or dying, but you know what, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Like Trump said, what have you got to lose? There's a lot of people who probably feel like, what have I got to lose? I'm going to go and I'm going to shoot up, you know, I'm going to try to shoot the president, or I'm going to bomb the White House, something. What do they have to lose? You know what I mean? Life's going to suck for them anyway. Mm. So somebody doesn't do something.
You know why? Because people as hateful as Trump generally don't get assassinated.
Thank you for saying that.
In our history, have never been the pieces of dirt who need.
It's the peacemakers that are the ones that are the assassination target, more than likely.
Yes. It's not the people who want to do peaceful stuff. It's the people who have advocated it's the people who advocate violence are the ones who do violence. You know.
Right.
Right.
Most people aren't advocating violence, and they're not going to do violence.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, yeah, exactly. You got it. You nailed it. No one's going to be trying to kill him. No.
Won't happen. And here's the thing. I don't want it to happen. The last thing our country needs is to go through a presidential assassination. Dear God,
no. Oh, gosh, no. We don't need that.
No.
Yep.
I vote yes.
Well,
I'm sorry, but I can't understand this guy.
I understand, you know, where you're coming from, but yeah, no.
It's hard to ascribe to go by the when they go low, we go high, but we cannot.
We cannot.
Because if we do that and then we get in power and we start treating them the same way,
why be the lowest common denominator? Why do that to ourselves?
No, exactly. I couldn't live with myself that way. You know, as horrible as these people have been, I still can't. I can't.
I get it.
I can channel my anger and fear into something productive. Oh. That's the difference between us and them.
Channel it in other ways. That's where the hope comes from. Everybody needs to channel it in other ways to present themselves, present whatever it is that their fear is driven from, but just I think this is an opportunity for hope. I really do.
And I think so too. And revolution.
I really do. So I'd like to think that's what's going on right now. I can't help but feel a little bit, you know, zen about all of it. I've been in recovery for a little bit, but you know.
Well,
on that note, I am going to leave you, beautiful people. I do have to jump off the phone, but I'm so glad I got to chat with you and have a nice healthy talk about all of this. But enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Thanks, Lisa. Right. Bye.
Have a good night, Lisa.
It's very nice to hear both of you. And Chris, you sound wonderful. Carolyn, it's always nice to hear your beautiful voice. And I hope we can do this again really, really soon. JC, I know he's listening. JC, let's try to make this a regular thing. You know, let's just get back to one and see what happens. I mean, you know, people kind of like us, I think, right? I heard that chuckle. I know that chuckle very well. Anyway, I love you all, and have a great night, okay?
Bye, Liz.
Good night.
Bye, Liz.
Bye. Good night. Bye-bye.
someone's car alarm going off outside.
I was going to break the awkward silence, but I wanted to see how long it could go. Anyway.
Well, let's talk about something pleasant. Does anyone have anything good happening over the upcoming Thanksgiving weekend, doing stuff with family, friends?
I am. Doing the usual family, feast and overeating and getting together. Yeah.
Yep.
The only one missing
too.
Is my mom. You are too?
Yeah. Well, I think it might just be me and Lee this year. I think
that's nice.
I think my brother's going to be going to East Texas to visit our step family from my dad's second marriage. So.
Okay. That'd be nice,
okay.
Though, just you two.
Yeah. So if
you have a house to yourself.
Yep. And also, tomorrow's my 1 year anniversary of.
Wow. Yay.
Me and I got married. So. Thank you.
Congratulations. Wow, it's been a year, huh?
Yep. A whole year.
Well, that's nice.
Around about a year ago, about 1 year ago today, I was starting to get really sick and not knowing what I was kind of, not knowing a lot of what I was doing. I don't remember a lot of, from this point till March, early March was my period where I was just kind of slowly losing my health so bad that where I couldn't even hardly think straight. So, I don't even know if I did the show around this time because I can't remember anything. But, it'd be strange to listen to the show and hear what I was saying because I was already starting to kind of lose it a little bit. And,
I remember you were sick because I think I had told you, I'd given you my phone number and told you to have the doctor to call me because I was worried.
I don't remember that. That's so nice, Carolyn.
I gave you, you were having like a lot of swelling and pain and couldn't figure out what was going on. This is not right. And I was like, here's my number. You write it down and put your phone. And then shortly after that, you went into the hospital. And so
everything
kind of gone from there. This is when you were still going to doctor's appointments.
Oh, man. It's making me want to cry. Thank you, Carolyn.
No, don't cry. I just knew that you were kind of at your wit's end and you didn't have anybody there that was able to say for you what you needed. And I was like, well,
doctor,
I'm there in person, but I'd be better than nothing.
Yeah, thank you so much. My doctor had misdiagnosed me, so I went 8 months having meningitis in my brain, eating away at my brain, 8 months of misdiagnosed, deadly disease. And so, but that's so great of you. Thank you. Because I know your time is valuable and precious and rare.
That whole situation was bizarre. I never did quite understand what happened, but I'm just glad that they figured it out.
Yeah, it just turns out now I'm hearing it's kind of a, what's that called when a disease breaks out and starts to spread? You know what I'm talking about?
Like spreading among people?
When it starts spreading, more and more people start getting it. I can't think of the word right now. Yeah.
An epidemic.
Now it's an epidemic, and people are getting shots for it and stuff. But I've never heard of it. And gay men are getting it. In Los Angeles, it's an epidemic.
Do you know what the name of the infection is?
It's meningitis.
But there's different kinds. It can come from virus. It can come from bacteria.
Yeah, they couldn't tell me where it came from, but it's the one that goes in your brain. I guess there's one that goes in your spine, a spinal meningitis, and I got the non-contagious kind that goes to your brain, and they didn't know how I got it. So I don't know. Yeah. I'm just glad they found it. Yeah. And it just literally eats away at your brain, like Pac-Man up in your brain. So Luckily for you all, I have enough brain cells. Huh?
Does the word meningococcus sound familiar?
No, maybe. I couldn't say really. I don't remember. That's the thing that's really affected is my memory.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Carolyn, the outbreak in Southern California is meningococcal?
Okay.
Yeah, something
that's
like that.
That's a bacteria.
Anyway.
It's a bacterial infection. It's really common in people who live in close quarters. Like,
yeah.
It spreads really easily in colleges, overnight camps, military barracks, anywhere where people are living closer together than normal.
Huh. Well, I live in a trailer and I have two roommates, so well, I guess that might be it. But I live in a one-bedroom trailer with two roommates, so you can do the math there. But also... Yeah. What else was I going to say? Luckily, I had enough brain cells. I guess I could lose a couple million and still somewhat function, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah. Thanks for looking that up, Jace.
Yeah, meningococcus. It's one that it doesn't happen really often, but when it comes, it can be really devastating.
Yeah, and the doctor told me, I went to my neurologist last week, and he told me that I asked him, people with HIV are getting it. That's why it's like a gay epidemic here. But I asked him about my immune system. I don't have HIV, but I had a low immune system at the time. And I asked my doctor about that. He said that I don't have a defective or low immune system or HIV, but I guess our immune systems are kind of have all these different factors, and some have this immunity and others don't have that, but they're okay. And the one that I'm lacking, I guess the one part of the immune system that I'm lacking just by coincidence or whatever is the one that blocks that particular virus. I'm not weak or sickly type or prone to catching things. I just didn't have the one that blocks that virus. Does that make sense, Carolyn?
It's an accident of genetics.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Just
anyway, enough about my... Enough
and
about
just,
that stuff.
Just to let you guys know, so I was looking a little bit on the CDC website, which I posted a link to you guys in our group message thing about this, but they're recommending that gay and bisexual men who are sexually active get vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
All people with HIV should get vaccinated. Or if you've previously been vaccinated, but it's been more than 5 years, you should get vaccinated again.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it because it has been, it just pulled the rug right out from under me, and I could barely walk, and I was a skeleton. I looked in the mirror, and I just saw a dead person. And
yeah. I've been vaccinated because I work with public.
Good.
So,
anyways,
I'm vaccinated
against
all the stuff that other people aren't vaccinated against.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all in the name of staying healthy enough to do my job.
Well, I got my first flu shot. I never took flu shots because I heard people say that you catch the flu when you get a flu shot. And my dog, I said, I don't know if I want to. And he talked me into it, and he said, that's not true. It's just that a lot of times it's cold season when you're supposed to get the flu shots. It's just a coincidence. You'll get a cold, and it's not the flu because the flu shot won't – there's no way a flu shot could give you the flu. So
exactly.
He said it, okay, so I always believed that. I didn't,
Well, because you're a flu shot, what it does is it gives you the proteins to stimulate your immune system to fight the flu. And as the proteins ramp up in your body, it can give you a little reaction where you'll feel a little sick, you'll feel a little bit of a low-grade fever because your body is gearing up to fight. But it only lasts for a day or so, and then your body is ready to challenge anything that comes to it. And people mistake feeling a little achy and like a temperature of 99 for 2 days with having the flu. And it's like, if you've had the real flu, your bones actually, I mean, you are sick. You are really, really sick. And it's a whole other different thing. Like, no, I don't like feeling achy and like out of sorts for a day or two, but I'd rather feel that than feel the way I felt when I got swine flu. When I got swine flu, I thought I was going to die.
What kind of flu?
Really, I got swine flu.
Swine flu?
I got swine flu when there was a big outbreak of it because there was no vaccine yet. And I thought I was going to die. I really did. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't walk. I could barely drink anything.
Were people dying from it? People were dying from it, right?
People were dying from it. And there was no treatment for it. And I thought that I was going to die. I was like, oh, my God. And I was so weak that I actually didn't have enough sense about me. Like, I called in sick to work, which I never, ever do. Called in sick to work, like, 10 days in 20 years, if that.
Wow.
And I called into work and said, I can't make it. I'm sick. I've got the flu. And they said, okay, it's all right. We'll handle it. And the second day I was home, I felt so bad, and I knew that I was, like, you know, I knew that I needed help. And I couldn't get myself together to figure out that I needed to use the phone and call. That's how bad.
Wow.
I was in bad shape. I mean, I'm grateful that nothing bad happened to me. And
Were you taking anything? Any kind of medicine?
There's really no medicine for it. You know, it's not like you can't take an antibiotic for a virus. It doesn't work that way. Everybody just has to tough it out. And, you know, finally the fever broke.
You were just in a fog or something?
Yeah,
like a miserable fog?
I was just in a fog. Like, it didn't even occur to me, as bad as I felt, to pick up the phone and call and tell my mom and dad, come get me. I'm sick. I need help. I just told them I had the flu. And, you know, they lived some distance away, but they would have come. But I told them I had the flu the first day and said, I just don't feel that great. And even when they called on the phone when I was feeling so bad, I just kind of, I didn't want to work. In the back of my mind, I was like, I don't want to make them scared. So I pretended I felt better than I do. You know what I mean? It was just, it's completely irrational. You can't be rational.
Yeah, I know about that. Yeah.
Totally bizarre. My mom completely freaked out when she saw me because I lost like 15 pounds in like 4 days.
Wow, well, one good thing came out of it, right?
Yeah, but it was all water wear. As soon as I started drinking water again, it came back.
That, you know, that's one thing that came out of my terrible situation was I had gotten so fat. I mean, like a beach ball. Literally, my stomach was like a beach ball, like I was pregnant. And then I looked down, all of a sudden, because of my memory problems, serious memory gaps, it seemed like I just looked down and I was too skinny. And I have no memory of how it all came off or like being in a middle state of that or anything. It's just I was all of a sudden skinny. It was like, I don't know, it was like a special effect in a movie or something. One day I'm really fat and can hardly walk even. And the next day I'm skinny, like trying to walk, and yeah, that's the only good thing that came out of it was now I'm kind of, not to brag, but you know, like kind of just right, you know, not too skinny and not fat. So if I could just hold on to that from all this experience, that would be good. That'd be a good thing.
Yeah, that's a hell of a diet plan though. I'll let you have that one. I don't want it.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's a hell of a diet. I don't want that one.
I couldn't even tie my shoes, Carolyn. I couldn't even tie my shoes. I was that fat and that out of sorts and everything. I had to get some slip-ons. Anyway, just a little behind-the-scenes secret. Of...
No, Chris, no. Not the fat man shoes.
Yep.
Of course. Well, now you can wear stylish shoes again, so there you go.
Yeah. Real styling, my Converse.
Hey.
That's as styling as I get.
Hey, whatever fits you and fits your style.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I can wear.
I used to get my heels and skirts, lady, and now I'm just like.
Hey. Yeah, I'm wearing short clothes I haven't worn for 20 years that I've been saving for the day that I might lose a little weight, and now I can. So that's cool.
Cool. Yeah.
But what's up with you, Jay?
Hot outfits.
What's the hot outfits?
I said, wait till spring so you can get the really hot outfits.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And by that time, who knows, Kanye West will have probably lost so much business he can get his Yeezy gear for like pennies on the dollar. Everybody hates him.
Yeah. No, I think I'll pass them. I'm not much of a fashion person anymore, so lately I just wear same kind of shorts, tennis shoes, t-shirt, tank top. I don't really care about fashion like I used to. I'm a scrub.
You're funny.
Jason, what's that? What, Carolyn?
I just said you're funny.
Aw. Is Jason like eating a carrot or something? What is that chewing sound in the background? Are you there, Jace?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you eating a carrot?
Yeah, I just decided to munch on carrots while I'm on this show.
Well, do you guys want to wrap up kind of early tonight?
Sure.
I'm actually doing the show from a friend's house, and probably he's like not appreciating me being doing a radio show in his bedroom.
Hey.
You know who the friend is? Hey, Carolyn, do you know who the friend is?
No.
Do you know a guy named Tom Mertz?
Tommy!
He told me not to say anything, but should I call him in here to say hi to you? I know he wants me to say hi to you.
Voice.
Okay, he's going to kill me, but hold on. Tom, come here. He says he's busy. He's going to kill me. He heard me tell you guys. But anyway.
Well, tell Tom that I'm very disappointed because I wanted to hear his voice. I want a voice to put with the picture.
Hold on a second.
I'm begging.
Carolyn wants to say hi to you.
Hey, Carolyn.
Did you hear him? He's being
Hello.
Shy. He's being shy, so he says hi. He waved at the phone. He's going to call you, he said, Carolyn.
Oh, okay.
So, you guys, thanks for getting together, and I hope we can do it again soon, okay?
Yeah,
yes.
We'll make plans. I'll
All right. Bye,
everyone.
Guys.
Bye,
Take
guys.
Care, okay?
I'm getting out of here, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Sleep tight.
Okay.